Acts chapter 20, I believe that's where we'll begin. I want to lay some things out for you by the Spirit. As I said before, I've studied grace for years, literally for years. And only last year did I teach for the first time, as far as I remember, on the grace of God. Somehow have had a little difficulty grasping what it is. I used to say, and it was true, we had a friend named Grace. That's about all I knew about Grace, was that it was a lady's name. Verse 32. Now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. This Bible is called the word of his grace. And in verse 24, it's called the gospel of the grace of God. And it tells us exactly what happens when we talk about grace, that grace builds you up. Now, the two times that I have actually taught, I taught because I had a sudden burst of light. You know, I can't teach except by revelation, and what I don't fully understand, I don't teach. So I've avoided the subject of grace until recent days. I'm coming to understand and see it very clearly. But the two times that I taught grace, something happened in the spiritual atmosphere. I couldn't explain it, but something happened. Well, when I found this verse of Scripture, I knew exactly what had happened. It says, the word of grace builds you up. Now, that's a construction word. It means to rear up. When they build a house, you know they lay a foundation. They start before they ever pour the cement for the foundation, with certain construction materials, certain undergirding for that foundation. And if you watch them build that house, you will see as time goes on that they add to what they've done. Now, the scripture talks about growing in grace. So it's very clear that we can begin, for by grace are you saved through faith, and add to grace. That grace can grow in us, that our knowledge of grace, our response to grace, our understanding of grace, our position, because of the work of Jesus Christ, can grow in grace. And it says the grace of God be with your spirit. So grace begins in the spirit, but it impacts my mind and it impacts my body. Now, when you watch them build that house, you have the foundation, they pour the cement, they begin to erect the walls. Then they put up trusses, and then they put the sheeting on the trusses, put up the roof, put in the windows. Then you begin to see the paint go on and the shutters, the exterior decorations, the interior walls, the plumber comes, the electrician comes. And there's a lot that's happening in order to build up a house. Now, when we come to God, we come by grace, for by grace are you saved through faith. Faith always gives you access to grace. Your faith opens the door for grace to function. Grace is available, but my faith brings it to my life. Now look at 2 Timothy. And let me show you chapter 1, verse 9. The availability of grace. Verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Do you see that grace was in position before God created the world? My, that's a marvelous thought. It's a marvelous scripture. The grace of God was available before the world, before the world. Now, many times, all people know about grace is that grace saves from sin, grace brings them into the kingdom of God. Grace gives them eternal life. And they live their life on that foundation. They never erect any walls, put in any windows, put on a roof. And yet you'll find that grace is a shelter in the time of storm. You'll find that grace will do more than deliver from sin, that delivers from disease, that brings safety and protection, brings angelic help, that grace has great substance. That's why we grow in grace. We begin, for by grace are you saved. But that's only the foundation, only the beginning. And the sum total of grace was laid, made available before the world was created. Can you imagine? You get ready to have company sometimes, you wait to the last minute. You go to the pantry and you don't have something that you really did need. You have to see if somebody's available to run to the store. Have you ever done that?